In this second try, how long do you think they lasted? Remember, they had just swam until failure only a few short minutes ago. How long do you think? Another 15 minutes? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? No, 60 hours. That's not an error. That's right, 60 hours of swimming. The conclusion drawn was that since the rats believed that they would eventually be rescued, they would push their bodies way past what they previously thought impossible. I will leave you with this thought. If hope can cause exhausted rats to swim for that long, what could a belief in yourself and your abilities do for you? Remember what you're capable of. Remember why you are here. Keep swimming.
The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Looking at this experiment, a whole flood of verses came to my mind, and a hadith as well. But one of the things that really, you know, made me connect the dots in a way in my head is, I guess this is why the idea of awaiting relief into Intidar al-Faraj is so emphasized and so important in our religion. Believing in the idea of Faraj, of that relief, is to know everything is going to be okay. Even if that Faraj, that relief, that reappearance doesn't happen in my lifetime, the fact that I know one day it's going to happen. Because my problems, not to sound so harsh, but my problems are not special. I'm not special in that sense. Everyone is going through problems since the beginning of time. But at the end of the day, everyone is going through a struggle, a battle in their lives. And everyone needs for things to turn for the better. And if we have that open-minded, collective, love for all, compassion for all mindset, and understand that if one day only my problems are resolved, yet everyone else is going through suffering, it's not going to mean anything. So the proper form of relief and relief from problems is for everyone to live happily, peacefully, with justice, with equity and equality, right? And that day will come. And if I really believe in it, the problems I have today, the problems I had yesterday, the problems I have tomorrow, all of those worries, all of those concerns, all that anxiety and distress and hopelessness I could have regarding my own situation will be easier to bear. I'm not saying it's going to go away. The lab rats were still in that water. But enduring that water, surviving that water, was easier for them. It was easier for them to power through it because they knew at the end, it's going to be okay. They're going to be saved. And I guess that's the power of hope. A lot of our verses, a lot of the verses of the Holy Quran, a lot of our narrations tell us about the importance of hope, because once you lose hope, or even once you lose curiosity for what lies beyond that bend, once you're no longer interested to know what tomorrow holds, you're going to sink. You're going to fall. You're going to drown. And that's not what Allah wants for you. He wants you to have the strength to carry on. And sometimes, sure, strength is something that Allah gives us, right? But a lot of times, first, He looks for ourselves to develop that mentality, that capacity within ourselves, within our souls, within our nafs, within our spirit, so that He can complement it with His divine grace, with God-given strength to help us make it through. So it's really important, first and foremost, like Allah says in the Quran, He does not change a people unless they change what is within themselves. We can pray for that. We can pray that, oh Allah, give me the proper mindset. Give me the ability to believe in the fact that tomorrow is a new day and something good will happen and things will change for the better. For me, as an individual, and for all of humanity as a big family. I was going to say big happy family, but sometimes most of us aren't happy. But inshallah ta'ala, when the verse in the Quran says that لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, don't lose hope in Allah's mercy, because that's what disbelievers do. Looking forward to tomorrow and resting assured, being sure, being certain that tomorrow will bring new things. Things will change. I will not stay in these circumstances forever. Having that positive mindset is the attribute of a believer. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to die, right? I'm either going to die in the path of Allah, or I'm going to die trying getting there. I hope this could just act as a food for thought, right? I hope that it could just act as a small speck of light or hope in the heart of anyone who needed to hear it today. That أفضل العبادة انتظار الفرج, the best form of worship is awaiting relief. The best thing you can do for yourself today and for your Lord is to know everything is going to be okay. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi
tatma'innul qulub. Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who is studying the art of
law. Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you. And welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, August 8, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which programs you like the best. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Do remember, listeners, especially the Sunday program, is your program. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. This is Listeners Special. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, as you may know, are very important and useful to us in IRA English Radio, especially to our engineers and technicians. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. And here, I sent my appreciations to those of our great listeners who have sent us reception reports, including Radar Bo from Norway, Mikhail Sjoberg from Sweden, and Toshio Shibata from Japan. So Radar, Mikhail, and Toshio, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Many thanks for sending us these reception reports. And here, I truly appreciate those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters from different countries around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read their emails or letters, including Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia, which is one of our old listeners. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India also has sent us an email. Jayanta Chakrabarty is one of our regular listeners. And from India again, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, Shivanupol. And from Austria, we have an email from Harold Seuss, one of our old listeners. And the last but not the least is an email from the UK from Richard Cook. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, please stay with us. I will be back with all these emails and letters. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Russia. This email is from Vasily Kuznetsov, one of our regular listeners. Vasily says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I was glad to listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting on short waves. I have very good reception of English and Russian programs of IRIB in Moscow region where I live. For my opinion, the news program of English service is very good. Also, I should say that your website in both English and Russian languages are very informative." So, salam and warmest greetings to you, Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia, and many thanks for reflecting your views about IRIB English radio programs at our website. You both listen to English and Russian programs of IRIB radio. That's great. So you know English along your mother language, your own language, that is Russian, and you listen to both Russian and English programs of IRIB, and that's good. That's great. So you like the news program. As you may know, our effort in IRIB English Radio and our colleagues in the Russian section of IRIB Radio is providing the best updated and, of course, unbiased news for our listeners around the world. Vasily Kuznetsov from Russia, many thanks for writing this email to us. Write to us soon and again tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. From India, we have an email from Shivanupol. Shivanupol from India is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, greetings from India. I am Shivanupol from West Bengal, India, and I am one of the regular listeners of Radio Tehran IRIB English Radio. About my hobbies, rather than listening to international radios, I love gardening on the roof of my house and in front of the house. Many people are interested in tree plantation and gardening in this pandemic situation. So government and many organizations have distributed trees to the families. However, people here in general like to distribute trees and other plans in their birthday, marriage, anniversary, celebrations, etc. One Mahotsav, that is Sanskrit for forest festival, is an annual one-week tree planting festival in India, which is celebrated in the first week of July. In our state, West Bengal, we celebrate Tree Plantation Week every year. I'm interested to know if Iranian people like gardening in their houses or tree plantation. Well, great. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Shivan Paul from India. And many thanks for writing this great email to IRIB English Radio. I learned many things about your country, actually your festivals and traditions. So you are from West Bengal and you sent this letter from West Bengal, India. That's great. You're one of our regular listeners. And you sent this great email to IRIB English Radio. Many thanks for that. So you have a great hobby, as you said, beside listening to international radios, you love gardening on the roof of your house and in front of the house. That's great. For those of people that don't have a garden, they can garden on the roof of their house, and that makes the city view very beautiful. Yes, of course, many people are interested in tree plantation and gardening in this pandemic situation, just like me. Yes, for your information, me and my husband have started gardening in the time of the pandemic, and I think that's a great hobby, and of course, in the time of pandemic. So, in your country, government and organizations distribute trees to the families, and that's a great job. Yes, in general, people distribute tree and other plants in their in different occasions, like their birthdays, marriage, and anniversary celebrations, and that's a great habit in your country. Of course, you want to know about gardening in general in Iran, because you said you want to know if Iranian people like gardening in their houses or tree plantation. Yes, of course. Iranian people are very much interested in gardening in their houses, and of course, if they don't have a garden in front of their houses, they try to collect different plants inside their homes. I mean, the kind of domestic ones. And if you search for, online for Persian gardens, you will find Persian gardens that are really unique, and they are ancient, you know. Iranian people are the ones who have created these gardens since very old times. Yes, search for Persian gardens and you will find Persian gardens as role models for other gardens around the world. Yes, we are much interested in gardening and planting trees. And of course, we have a day, a holiday for that in our country, and that is in March. And it is designated as the day of planting trees. Anyway, Shivana Paul from India, many thanks for sending us this email. That was great, and it really made my day. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from our dear friends around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back again from India. We have an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty, one of our regular listeners. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, greetings to all. I hope that this message finds you all in good spirit and in the best of health. I'm happy to report on programs listened on July 13th. The reception quality was good with a strong signal strength. My report may kindly be verified with a printed QSL card as and when the postal services are normalized. May God bless all members at IRM English Radio with good health and safety. Warm regards from India. And salam and warmest greetings to you, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, and many thanks for sending us this email. We also thank God we are in good spirit and in the best of health, me and my colleagues, of course. And we also wish you all the best and wish you good spirit and good health. We are so glad that you found the reception quality good. As you said, you found the reception quality good with a strong signal strength, thank God. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a verification for your email. You also, God bless you. We wish you all the best with good health and safety. And warm regards from Iran. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. And from Austria, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Harald Seuss, who says, "Dear staff of IRIB English Radio, I was glad to hear again the signal of your radio station here in Austria, and so I may ask you to send me a verification of my report. I hope you can verify it for me. You can send by this verification by, of course, by email or by post. I wish you all the best for your further transmissions. Your listeners, Harald Seuss from Austria." Oh, salam and warmest greetings to you, Harald Seuss from Austria. And please accept my warmest appreciations to you for sending us this email to IRIB English Radio. So, again, you have received the signal of IRIB English Radio in your region and in your country, Austria. And that's great. We are also glad for that. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card because it's not possible to send you a paper QSL card. So please accept our EQSL card for you as a verification of your email. We also wish you all the best. Harald Seuss from Austria, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. We also hope that, again, you receive the signals of IRIB English Radio in your region. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with another email from UK, that is from Richard Cook. Welcome back from Richard Cook from the UK. We have an email. Richard Cook says, "Good afternoon. Hope you're well. It's unfortunate that you couldn't send a QSL card due to postal issues. However, an EQSL card is better than nothing. Also, some of your broadcasts can be a bit unlistenable due to interference or very quiet audio. But I hope this issue will be solved very soon. Thank you and have a great evening." First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Richard Cook from the UK. Of course, at the time you were writing this email to IRIB English Radio, maybe it was afternoon, but it's now evening in Iran at the time I'm, reading your email. It seems you're pleased with an EQSL card that my colleagues these days are sending to you at a time of pandemic. IRIB English Radio used to send paper QSL cards, but after the coronavirus pandemic, we were forced to send EQSL cards because of the hygienic protocols and international hygienic protocols, of course. Maybe someday we will soon send our dear listeners the paper QSL cards. What you mentioned was a trouble about the interference or the broadcast was a bit unlistenable due to interference or quiet audio. What a pity, we're so sorry for that, but of course I will inform my colleagues, the engineers and technicians in IRB English Radio about this problem, and it will soon be solved. Thank you very much for sending us this email, Richard Cook from the UK. So write to us soon and tell us your views about IRB English Radio programs. And now, dear listeners, time tells me we have to skip to the next section of our program, that is today's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Hope you'll enjoy it.
My name is Ulmar Kvik. I'm living in Norrköping, Sweden. It's a city located about 120 kilometers southwest of Stockholm, our capital. I have been a school teacher during my active time in a profession, but I am 87 years old now, and I stopped working at school in 1999. However, I have been active as a translator of the Albanian language. I started with that already in the early 1970s, and I'm still going on with it. I've also been active as a volunteer at the Red Cross to introduce young immigrants to Sweden, refugees and other immigrants who have had a need to get better acquaintance and better knowledge of the Swedish language. And I've been working with that also with the project for the younger school children. We had a project during 3 or 4 summers, and I was the boss of this group of young people from countries all the way from Bangladesh down to Somalia who had settled down in Sweden. It was a wonderful job. I had a wonderful experience collaborating with these young people who, some of them Muslims, most of them Christians, and we worked together in a wonderful way. So after I stopped with that because of my age and also because of other circumstances, I have been here at home, and I have been helping some of the students with their further studies up to the university level. I can compare the English radio with the German language radio from Tehran. And I can say that variations in subject is excellent. However, sometimes there should be more interest in presenting musical items, folk music and other music from Iran to the listeners, because it is extremely difficult to listen with attention, without losing one's attention, for up to 1 hour. It is impossible, and to me as a school teacher, this is a well-known phenomenon. If I speak to the school class for 45 minutes, I will see after 30 minutes that their attention is not what it should be. Then I have to do something else to make them interested. So this is a cardinal point in broadcasting. Try to get a variation consisting also of musical items. So this is a small remark, but on the whole, your programs are always interesting, and the listener will find some items of interest in every broadcast, I am sure.
Dear listeners, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, the Sunday program, your program. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Oh.
until when we seize their affluent ones with punishment, at once they are crying to Allah for help. Do not cry out today. Indeed, by us you will not be helped. My verses had already been recited to you, but you were turning back on your heels.
Brothers and sisters, in this program, we will inshallah talk about the 64th and 65th verses of this chapter, and we will move on to the next verses. In the previous program, we started talking about the 64th verse, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُتْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَجْأَرُونَ. Until when we seize the luxurious ones of them with punishment, behold, they groan. We talked about the reason why they start groaning and somehow howling like the wolves or the dogs. The next verse says that it will be said to them, لَا تَجْأَرُوا الْيَوْمِ, groan not this day. إِنَّكُمْ مِنَّا لَا تُنصَرُوا. Surely, you will not be helped by us. So the wrongdoers are not limited to those mutrafin, those who receive the good things of this world. They are called mutrafin either because they are the chiefs and leaders of the ignorance and deviation, or because their punishment will be more painful and severe. And the punishment mentioned here may be the punishment in this world, or in hereafter, or maybe both. And when Allah punishes them in this world or in hereafter, they will cry loudly and supplicate. But at that time, the dice has already been cast and the chastisement has been decided. They will not be able to return, and neither there will be any help for them on that day. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, regarding this verse, says, Allah the Exalted has sworn that three groups have no place in paradise. The group that rejects the commandments of the Almighty Allah, the group that does not obey the command of the leading Imam, and the group that does not give a believer his due. So, the day of resurrection is not the day of begging and asking the Almighty. That is the day of punishment, the day of chastisement for the wrongdoers, and the day of salvation for the righteous. And those wrongdoers, since they did not give their wealth in charity in this world, they will not be helped in hereafter. إِنَّكُمْ مِنَّا لَا تُنصَرُوا. This is one reason.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Kaifa
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
But the 66th verse also talks about another aspect of why they will not be helped on that day. The verse says, قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِصُونَ. Indeed, my signs used to be rehearsed to you, but you used to turn back on your heels. So this verse, as mentioned earlier, actually tells us the primary cause of their fate. It indicates that in former times, Almighty Allah's signs used to be rehearsed to them, but they used to turn back their heels. They used to turn their backs to the signs of the Almighty Allah. Instead of learning a lesson from those signs, instead of changing their paths. The Quranic word tenkisun here, to turn back on one's heel, is derived from the word nekas, and it means to regress or retreat. The Arabic word aqab is the plural form of aqib, and it means the heel of the foot. The whole sentence means that when people hear something that is in contrast to what they already believe, or they do not want to believe it, they get so disturbed that they turn back on their heels and go back in retreat. And this kind of retreat, turning on their backs to something, is not for the signs of the Almighty Allah. The next verse is telling us that not only do they turn back by hearing the verses of the Almighty Allah, but they also maintained an arrogant and dismissive attitude towards the object of their revulsion as well. So they used to hold their nightly gatherings and vilify the Prophet ﷺ, not just him, but also the Quran and the believers. We will, inshallah, talk about this verse more in the next program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guests, Brother Ayman Rizvi and Ali Alavian. Assalamu alaikum to both of these dear guests.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. So in the series of the program, Viewpoints, we are mainly concerned with the speeches and thoughts of the leader of Iran, Imam Khamenei. One important topic which has been tackled by him on different occasions and his speeches is the position of human being and how important it is in Islam. We know that Islam has a type of special and specific look at the position of human being as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when we are talking about human, we are not talking about the humanistic approach, something which was maybe very much welcome in the Western world or secular world. We are talking about Islam, we are talking about Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt's viewpoints regarding human beings. Imam Khamenei also, on different occasions, tackled this issue. So, Brother Ali Alavian, regarding the position of human being, we know that humans have specific needs.
Yeah.
And these needs, are usually divided into two parts. Some of them are the mundane or the physical ones, and the other ones are the spiritual ones. About the physical needs, okay, we know what are they and how to answer them. This is clear. But what about the spiritual ones? What are the spiritual needs of a human being and how to answer them?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Due to this discussion on the needs of human beings in this universe, actually, there are many different kinds of needs of human. There are many different types of human needs that we can discuss about. Some are spiritual and some are physical. Some are social and some are personal. And also, some of these needs are natural needs of human beings, natural in the sense of being from a fatri source. Some are not from not natural and not fatri.
Okay.
So we have to distinguish between different classes and types of, let's say, needs and the importance of each of these needs, and to see which one or which ones have priority for human beings. Some of these spiritual needs actually need to have a sort of, let's say, material base first. So in case there are some of the material needs of human beings are not saturated, then the spiritual need will actually cannot find its materialization and its realization. But there are some needs of human beings that actually have been the same in the course of history, and they have not changed too much, like the need of or the willing of human being towards, let's say, justice, towards spirituality, towards, let's say,
freedom. Okay.
These are the concepts that all human beings are in need of and in search of. And they have not changed drastically in the course of history. And you can ask anyone whether good or bad. So do you agree with the justice? Definitely they will tell you yes. So even the worst person that we can even imagine in our minds is in need of justice, in need of, let's say, improvement, in need of
tranquility, for
tranquility,
example,
security.
Yes.
These are the needs that human beings are actually in need of.
Of course, we know that the concept of adala, that the justice that you talked about, is very much differently defined today.
These concepts and in all of these, let's say, categories that I have named, mm-hmm. they have very deep and controversial discussion on each of them. Starting from freedom,
yes,
going to justice, and
yes,
moving to spirituality.
Okay.
Any of these categories actually have very detailed discussion that we cannot start discussing all of them in depth.
I mean, they have both aspects too.
Yeah.
Because when we are talking about adala, when we are talking about tranquility and safety and security, both of these, all of these concepts can be defined in both terms.
Mm-hmm.
The mundane and the materialistic, the physical one and the spiritual one too.
Yeah.
And this is what sometimes makes the game very much difficult, because the people nowadays are playing in the fields of the games of the Azadi, freedom, or justice, Adala, in terms of what? In terms of the materialistic ones.
Mm-hmm.
And not the spiritual one. The spiritual and the Islamic one is a very different story.
Very true. So when we go back to a sort of definition that religion, and namely Islam,
yes,
gives to these concepts, it becomes different.
Okay.
So it makes them very special, and actually the kind of look that religion can, the kind of attention that religion can give to this concept is very unique for itself.
That's right.
And now, not every religion in an Islamic worldview, the look that we have towards spirituality, as you said, towards security, as we actually mentioned, they are special in themselves.
That's right.
So, security in the eyes of Islam, freedom in the eyes of Islam, let's say tranquility,
spirituality
and akhlaq and morality,
yes,
in the eyes of Islam are different and are very beautiful,
okay,
to be discussed. So this is the place that actually the discussion actually differentiates with other religions.
That's
and
right.
with other even definitions of these terms.
So if I agree, let's go one by one to these
yes.
needs. Sayyid Ayman Rezbi, let's start with this ma'naviya and akhlaq. I mean spirituality and ethics or morality. We know that akhlaq, we can say, is a specific field of a study which is even educated and trained in the Islamic houses and Islamic seminaries all across the world. How do you think that this need of human being can be answered, especially in today's world, in the 21st century, which the people are surrounded by different evil powers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome.
And asking me this important question. Islamic teachings explain that a human being is a creation of two aspects, spiritual and physical. And this is exactly what is missing missing in humanism or secularism or whatever the ism we see on the European side right now. They are only paying attention to the physical aspect of human beings and mainly the desires of human beings. They think that whatever human beings desire should be fulfilled right away. And that is where we differ with them. Islam says that, you know, the spiritual part of human beings, the spiritual aspect of human being is most important than the physical aspect. Physical aspect, it's simply prerequisites.
That's
maybe
right.
You can take help from them as a tools, and then you can continue the journey of perfection for the spiritual, you know, part.
That's right.
Now, if we remember God every moment, it would affect all of our, you know, actions. And we can be in constant contact with God through the remembrance of God. But before remembrance of God comes the faith in God, which is the most important part.
That's
because
right.
when I was reading the Makarimul Akhlaq, the Dua Makarimul
yes.
Akhlaq, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam starts with the first faraz or the climax,
yes.
and he explains that, oh God, give me the akmalul iman.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first thing.
The perfect form of religion.
The perfect form
of faith.
Of the faith, exactly.
That's right.
Because if we don't have the faith in God or his prophets or the process of accountability and the rest of the things,
yes.
we are incomplete.
Yes.
We cannot move forward in the right direction.
Okay.
So that's why spirituality and ethics, you know, really plays a greater role in this area.
We practice Islam every day. We do our wajibat. Sometimes we do our mustahabat and recommended actions. But for the akhlaq and the ethics, I think we need a trainer, isn't it?
It's very interesting. I was actually reading one article written by a student in Hawza Ilmiya. He talked about this concept. Then, you know, in Hawza, when we come to the
yes.
Hawza, we learn that there are the this list, you know, the tartib is like this,
yes.
for example. First comes aqaid,
yes.
and then akhlaq, and then ahkam, right?
Hmm.
So this is the one part of the ulama
yes.
explains it. But the second part of ulama says that in some juziyat or some parts, akhlaq comes first,
mm-hmm.
and then aqaid, and then, ahkam.
Ahkam,
yeah.
Yes.
And in this part of Ulama, we have Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayhi,
yes,
and also Allama Hilli.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that their example was a Juzi example, the partly example was that every human being is looking to thank a person who has given a gift to him.
Okay.
Every single being,
yes,
right? So when we look around us, we see this whole universe. So why should not we thank the creator of this,
yes,
universe?
Yes, why not?
So this, mm-hmm, you know, this is the starting place. And I think this is what missing from our societies, that,
mm-hmm,
we don't pay enough attention to akhlaq.
Yes.
We are only paying attention to ahkam.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the problem.
Very good. Brother Ali Alevian, what's your take on that? We pay attention to, ahkam and aghaid, I mean the rulings, which are considered about what is halal, what is haram, how to do wajibat, okay, what are the beliefs in our system. But what about the akhlaqi part of the life of the human beings?
Yeah, actually spiritualities have an important role in our lives, and we cannot actually ignore their role in life in case we delete and remove and omit spirituality from our life. So nothing will exist from our, from our personality and a human being's personality, because human being is in need of a sort of, let's say, supplication, prayer with the creator.
That's right.
So where are they discussed? They are discussed in actually akhlaqi sessions, akhlaqi meetings, and human beings are always in need of a person to guide them and advise them. It is famous that the Holy Prophet,
he didn't want to deprive himself out of the counsel or consultation of the people around, especially
that's
the companions,
true.
Too.
Look, the Prophet,
okay,
look, Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, kulluhum nurun wahid. Actually, they were all the same night.
Yes.
And look, when some of the actions of Ahlul Bayt actually is a symbol, some of the actions are lessons for us to be taken.
Yes.
So it means that the Prophet, the leader of the Islamic Ummah, when he is in need of,
okay,
a moral session or moral trainer,
yes,
so we as a follower of this Prophet, we definitely,
okay,
are in need of a trainer too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you, brother.
Brother Ali Alevian and Sayyid Ayman Rizvi, it was very kind of you. Nice elaboration on some of the main features of human beings as tackled by the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And thank you much, dear listeners. This is Real Points. I'm Atta, the host of this program. For more information, visit our website at parstudio.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also a YouTube page and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. May Allah bless you all. Do not forget us in your du'as. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The light.
Egypt's forgotten art, a fabric, is undergoing a revival thanks to a designer who has been working hard to bring the ancient cloth decorating technique to life. Working tirelessly in a small workshop in Old Cairo, Samer Hassanian has enhanced the art of batik over the years. Samer is one of the few designers in Egypt to use the traditional method to design on fabrics. The art consists of patterns created by applying melted wax onto cloth before dipping